It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this week you went to one with a heck of a title, Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
So this is sort of the sequel to Suicide Squad, which was really attacked by critics and fans alike. But that introduced Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, who is a great comic book character if you're familiar with the DC Comics universe. She's a great character. Margot Robbie completely inhabits Harley Quinn's character. So that's one thing going for the film. This time, of course, it's going to be the expansion of the all-female superhero group, the Birds of Prey, in the DC Comics. Now, how we get there, as you know, with origin movies, Doug, there's a lot of backstory. And that takes up a lot of time in the first half of the movie as we learn about Huntress, played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Detective Renee Montoya, played by Rosie Perez, Black Canary, played by Journey Smollett-Bell, and Cassandra Cain, played by Ella J. Basco. So that's the group. Ewan McGregor is the villain as Roman Sionis. He's very funny, very sinister. The film does have kind of a film noir aspect to it. You know, Sionis has a nightclub where people go. He's up to no good. He tortures people in a very, very awful way, which I won't mention. He's got all kinds of stuff on his mind, like capturing a diamond, and that is where Harley Quinn comes in. Now, the film opens, as you've probably seen in the trailer, with Harley Quinn breaking up with Joker. So Joker's not in the movie, but they're broke up as a couple. So she's on her own, and now she doesn't have that protection. People are coming after her, and that's essentially the plot of the film. The director is Kathy Yan. Good to see a female director directing this movie. That was a big topic on Oscar night.
The writer is also a woman.
So this was definitely moving in that territory of woman superhero movies like Captain Marvel with Brie Larson. Some critics have liked this film. Some have hated it. Mick LaSalle, a film critic out in San Francisco, called it horrible. I'm in the middle. I did like aspects of the film. I think the action scenes are well done, especially a big fight in an amusement park with the Birds of Prey heroes and Roman's evil men henchmen. That's well done. Anytime Margot Robbie is on roller skates, it's exciting to watch with carrying her bat around and roller skating as she's hanging onto a car. So I'm in the middle on it. There's a lot of backstory, and that got long and kind of drawn out as we try to learn the backstories of all the women. Harley Quinn kind of narrates the film in sort of a funny, joking way as she introduces you to all of her comrades. She does the introductions. You know, here's Huntress, here's her background. So that's funny as well. But overall, I did like it better than Suicide Squad. But again, it just doesn't do the business that Marvel does. And it was released in February, which is what we're in right now. That's an odd time to release a superhero film, so maybe that kept the box office down. They were hoping for a $50 million weekend. They got $33 million. I can comment as to what I think might be going on there with the box office. But the big thing the film has going for it is Margot Robbie. She is funny as Harley Quinn. She's a loudmouth. She's crazy. And she throws herself into the character. What I like about Margot Robbie is clearly when you see her at the Oscars, she looks like a movie star. Even my wife is just blown away by her physical appearance. That is, you know, undeniable. She looks like a movie star. But what I like about her is she's a character actress.
Yes.
Wolf of Wall Street. I, Tanya, as Tanya Harding. Harley Quinn. Queen Elizabeth in Mary, Queen of Scots.
The recent Fox movie.
Yeah. The only role she's played that sort of trades in on her physical appearance is Bombshell, where she plays the Fox News wannabe anchor, recent Oscar nominee for that. She should have got the Oscar for I, Tanya. I think she's going to eventually win an Oscar because she has the pick of the parts right now. She's a superstar. She's funny. She's engaging. She has almost effortless charisma on screen. So that's what they have going for them in the film. She's the best part of the film.
Well, I think of 20th century Hollywood as almost misogynistic.
Yes.
You know? Now, 21st century Hollywood is discovering women in every way.
Yes.
In terms of creating movies.
I think if Margot Robbie would have been a film star 60 years ago, she'd have been pigeonholed in Marilyn Monroe type roles. Mm-hmm. But she's not now. She's talented. Wolf of Wall Street was her breakout performance. But again, why did this film not do so well at the box office? That's an interesting, complicated discussion.
Don't
to
you
have.
Think the people who made the movie tested it and said, ah, we better get it out there?
I don't know. I think that clearly with a female superhero film, they want women to come to the film.
Yes.
But that's generally not – generally, again, demographics back this up, not the audience that comes to comic book movies. It's teenage boys and 20-something boys. And again, the early box office demographics are suggesting that they stayed away enough to bring the box office down, and so did female moviegoers. So It's an interesting dichotomy at work here. I wish the film would have been more successful. It's better than Suicide Squad. Margot Robbie, if you look at her IMDb page, she is under contract to play Harley Quinn in a new Suicide Squad film. There's a rumored film with her and the Joker. Presumably that'll be Jared Leto, not Joaquin Phoenix, because the Phoenix Joker almost feels like a whole different movie than a comic book movie. So Where this goes from here, we'll see. We've seen films that did not do well at the box office. And when I say not do well, $33 million is still a good weekend.
Well, I would imagine it cost a fair amount to make it.
Yes, I'm sure it did. And again, I liked it enough. I think people should see it. It's not a great film. There's a lot of backstory, probably too much backstory. But Margot Robbie is the reason to go.
Oh, great. Let's talk about The Academy Awards last Sunday. I have to be right up front with you. I haven't watched the Academy Awards in years, and it's partly because I kind of look at the business as that. I know that people can argue about art and creativity and all that kind of thing, but to me, it's corporate creativity, if you will. Nevertheless, what was your take on who won?
So I'll get to that in a second. You're right about not watching. You are a trend because they had the lowest ratings in years, ever, that they've ever had. Now, we have a lot of choices out there on your TV channel.
Yes.
And that's part of what's driving it. It's still a highly rated show, but all award shows are dropping in numbers. Friends of mine who are casual film goers have told me repeatedly they don't like the politics with the speeches. They don't like a lot of that stuff. So that keeps people away, in my opinion. I still watch, of course. So that being said, Parasite's a great film. I did predict Bong Joon-ho would get director on this show, but I thought 1917 would get picture. That's the one I got wrong. Clearly, when Parasite won the screenplay Oscar over Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you could tell it was going to be a big night. And by the end, Bong Joon-ho was holding four Oscars, which is just a crazy great night for him.
And a great night for foreign film directors and creators, you know.
First foreign language film to ever win Best Picture. That's a big deal. Look, as I said, they couldn't go wrong with any of the big three. 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite are all Best Picture quality films. So any of those choices would have been fine. All the acting awards went right as I predicted. I didn't have any problem with any of them. Joaquin Phoenix is the right choice. Brad Pitt's the right choice. Zellweger was great as Judy Garland. I would have liked to seen, you know, Zha Zhu Jin from The Farewell in supporting actress to give Laura Dern some competition. But overall, I think they got it right with most of the awards.
Was there a surprise for you? I mean, best zipper?
You know, maybe a slight surprise. By the way, cinematography was a lock. Roger Deakins got cinematography. You said that.
I think
last
that one
week.
Will last for a long time.
It
That's sort of
will.
Like Citizen Kane's famous film cinematographer.
Right. But I remember on the show, you thought Mendes would get director, and I said Bong Joon-ho. I just felt like it was Bong Joon-ho's time to get that award.
And where I would have argued there, and I would still argue that, is to do what Sam Mendes did with Richard Deakins is directions.
Roger Deakins.
Is like almost like stage directing.
It is.
Because you had to do this in, you know, like a take.
Yeah.
Not the whole movie, obviously. There were edits in it. But there were long stretches that were absolutely choreographed.
Yeah.
I mean, amazingly.
There were almost no surprises except maybe Ford versus Ferrari beating Parasite for film editing. But when you watch Ford versus Ferrari, you can see why it would win film editing and sound mixing, which it got as well. Nice to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood get a second award along with Pitt for production design, because that recreation of Los Angeles 1969 was just breathtaking.
Yeah, I lived through it, so
okay.
It struck me as pretty authentic. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.